Blog Talk Radio.
This is Head of the House, the leader in education, providing the hottest news and tips in real estate, mortgages, and the financial arena for you and your household. Sponsored by Gill Mortgage, Capital Builder Services, and the New Home Council. This is Head of the House, hosted by housing leader Lewis Howard.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Head of the House, streaming nationwide. Welcome to all of our listeners that are tuning in. We thank you for being part of the conversation, and we're looking forward to bringing you another full hour of all things Head of the House, where we focus on real estate, investment, finance, mortgage, sending your kids to college, whatever we got to do to make your house and your life run much better. We've done so many shows over the past, since we started in August 2009, and we've been able to really cover a varied variety of subjects and tools, and we have those all available for you online. If you go to www.houseboss.webs.com and click on links, it'll take you to the on-demand where you can listen to all the previous shows that we've done. And we've done some, I think, in my opinion, some really strong content shows. So we are going to continue that opportunity to have you be a part of what we're doing on Head of the House. And so we're going to have Trevor Bennett with Gill Mortgage going to join us in the next segment to talk about this crazy, insane real estate market that is just occurring where I broadcast from in the Northwest. And by the way, we got sun in the Northwest today, so we're pretty happy about that. And we'll be talking about, is the market for real, or is it just a mirage or a blip on the radar screen? And so I'm asking my Facebook friends to hit me up and let me know what they think. You can call in if you happen to be listening to us live. You can call in at 347-850-1313, and we will get your comments on the air. But we want to know exactly what you think. If you're in an area where the market's good, maybe you're outside of the Northwest, but your market is seeming to be making some change. We want to hear about that as well. And, again, we want to continue to have you an opportunity to follow us. You can go to House Boss Tweets, and you can tweet there if you like, and we'll read through those comments and get you put on the air. I'm Lewis Howard, and, of course, we're just excited to continue to find new ways to bring you information. So let's get you up on what's going on in the Head of the House news. And this week, the week of April 28th, 29th, is National Open House Week, which is an annual event that is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors, and you can go this weekend, and there'll be actually, you know, national all over. So spring is breaking out, and this is the best way to get the market growing. Now's a great time to get out listings, and for realtors, tell your clients, for buyers to go check out different homes. And it is basically just a weekend of events that real estate companies are holding. And so it's nationwide. So whether you are listening to me in California, Ohio, Seattle, wherever you are, you will be able to go and check out an open house. So that's a pretty awesome deal, sponsored again by the National Association of Realtors. And you can go online if you want to get more details. If you're in Washington, you go to realtor.org or National Association of Realtor.org. So this weekend, go check out some houses, go check out some real estate, and we're going to be talking about today because lots of sales have been happening. We talked a little bit about last week on the show about the numbers that are going on for new home sales, for existing home sales, more foreclosures are selling, short sales still are dragging, but more things are going in contract. And so we're seeing just a real surge, and we want to see if that's real. So anyway, this weekend, National Association Realtor Weekend, go check that out. All right, my next story, which is really not a fun story to talk about, but it does affect the head of the house. And so, you know, we don't lean left or right here at head of the house. We just want to tell you just like it is. And there's over 45 million Americans that are on food stamps, some sort of food assistance. And that is a 70% increase, highest it's ever been. So 45 million. So, you know, if there's 330 million people in America, that's roughly, you know, 15% on my fingers and toes. I kind of slept a little bit in math class, but that's about 15%. So that's a big number to have someone in our nation, we're one of the richest nations on the planet, to have that. Says food stamp usage is expected to increase until 2014, said the Congressional Budget Office, because by 2014 the economy is expected to turn around and improve. As it stands, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program spent $72 billion last year, which is a $30 billion increase from 2007. Those numbers are getting incredibly high and reflect the poor economy, according to the CBO report that was just released. So that's going to be a hotbed of discussion as we enter a political season for the election of the President of the United States. Exactly why that number is, what's contributing to that number, because if the job rates are slightly increasing and unemployment's going down, but you got a 70% increase in the amount of people that are having to take food stamps, what that tells me, you know, and I grew up in Texas, that tells me ends are not meeting. There are many people still not meeting their ends, and so that is a bit of a challenge for those who are struggling to make their monthly nut occur. So anyway, it's a big number, 70%, 45 million. Man, that's just a lot to do that. So we'll take comments, 347-850-1313. If you got comments on that, we certainly will get those on the air. And maybe you're one that's having to deal with that, and we certainly want to know. Maybe you're someone that, you know, in your family, you were on top, and now you're in a place where you're having to take that. There's no shame in it, but, you know, we want to hear about it because it does, you know, you got to hear all the voices, not just the voices that can afford the media attention or marketing or whatever. We want to hear the voices. And if you got 15% of those people out there on food assistance, who are they? How do they get there? And then how do we help them get back to where they're not there? Hey, this is out of the National Association of Home Builders, a large national group that is a consortium of member builders who build nationwide. And so they are similar to the National Association of Realtors, and they have their own organization that, you know, has members. And so they put out various different reports, and we always like to keep up what they're doing. This report out says builder confidence slips 3 notches in April. Builder confidence in the market for newly built single-family homes declined for the first time in 7 months this April, sliding 3 notches to 25 in the National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index that was released. The decline brings the index back to where it was in January, which was the highest level since 2007. It says, although builders in many markets are noting increased interest among potential buyers, consumers are still very hesitant to go forward with purchase, and our members are realigning their expectations somewhat until they see more actual signed sales contracts. Now, this is on a national level, and as I always say periodically, all real estate is local. So it may not be actually reflected in your area, but just on a national average. It says they're seeing essentially a pause in what has been a fairly rapid build-up to builder confidence over, you know, the last, I think since September is what the article is saying. And it says it's derived mainly from a monthly survey that NAHB, which is National Association of Home Builders, has been conducting for 25 years. So, I mean, they've been doing this for a long time, and it is in combination with Wells Fargo, respected, you know, lender, gauges builder perception of current single-family home sales and sales expectations for the next 6 months as either good, fair, or poor. And so that's how the survey sort of ranks that. So, you know, again, our real estate is local because in the Northwest, where I'm broadcasting the show from, we're seeing a surge in new home sales. Many builders that have been sitting with inventory for over the past 12 to 18 months are suddenly finding them themselves in the position where their homes are selling, and they're selling at price. And so we're seeing a little bit of a difference in the marketplace there. So, but, you know, again, all real estate is local, so you want to take a picture of the, you know, I call it the macro, and then you drill down to the micro. So look at the complete landscape of real estate across the nation, and then, of course, you can drill down to your area. 347-850-1313 if you got a comment or a question for the head of the house team. And like I said, in the next break, we're going to have Gil Mortgage in the house. Trevor's going to come on. We're going to be talking about this market. Is it for real? What the numbers say? How the lenders are feeling about that? Or is it? Do they see it as a blip on the screen? And what are we looking for? Here's some good news. Just a great feel good story. I happen to have met this gentleman, and to watch him over the last 20 years do what he's done and have a comeback, and. Irvin Magic Johnson has worked his magic again, according to headlines, and he is one of the new owners of the Brooklyn Dodgers. It says a group of investors led by former Los Angeles Laker basketball star Irvin Magic Johnson to buy the L.A. Dodgers baseball club late Tuesday for approximately $2 billion. This was according to the Wall Street Journal. The price topped the previous record for a sports franchise set 3 years ago at $1.1 billion paid by Steve Ross for the Miami Dolphins football team. And the report says that the report named Johnson's partners in the deal is Peter Guber, Stan Kasten, Bobby Patton, and Todd Boehly. And, of course, the purchase had to be approved because the L.A. Dodgers were actually in bankruptcy. So they had other bidders, and Irving Magic Johnson's group outbid the rest of the investors going in. So kudos to the Magic Man, who once again has worked his magic, and going to be baseball. Who would think? Guy's superstar in NBA, you know, won 5 championships, and now is going to be in the world of baseball. And remember, you know, this is a guy that had a major setback in his life 20 years ago, 1991, it was probably 20 years ago, as a matter of fact, that he was diagnosed with HIV, had to retire from basketball, and underwent treatment, and basically became ostracized for a period of time from his close teammates and associates that had played with him. But he launched a comeback, and now today, just pay $2 billion for the Dodgers team. So there you go. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have up in the house, we'll have Gil Mortgage talking to us about what's going on with the marketplace. And we're going to take your phone calls, 347-850-1313. And we'll continue to broadcast live on Head of the House. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Every school year, millions of children go without education in Malawi, Africa, and only 20% of children get a secondary education. Help us raise a hand in Malawi, Africa through the Adopt a Student campaign. For just $2 a day, you can provide a Malawi child a secondary education. Your help is needed to reduce illiteracy in Malawi, Africa. For details, go to colorofsuccess.webs.com or call 425-610-9708.
Is designated the year of the entrepreneur. If you have a new business and need startup or expansion capital, call Howard Global Partners at 714-698-9121. Howard Global has access to private funding to help you get your idea off the ground. You bring the idea and we do the work to get you funded. Check out our website at www.lhglobalpartners.webs.com or call 714-698-9121.
The New Home Council invites you to be a part of positive change for the new home building industry. Our aim is to help consumers understand the facts about new homes and help builders build and sell more homes. The New Home Council invites you to become a part of promoting the housing industry through volunteer efforts. Sign up today at thenewhomecouncil.com. The New Home Council is on the leading edge of change for our members and the new home industry.
Guild Mortgage Company is licensed in Washington State and is an equal housing lender. Any opinions or statements made in this program are based upon information considered reliable, but neither Guild Mortgage Company or its employees, affiliates, or subsidiaries warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions made on this program are subject to change without notice. All loans are subject to underwriter approval. Interest rates are subject to change.
Hey, you are back with Head of the House Broadcasting and streaming nationwide. And we want to always invite you to be part of the conversation, as we always do. And you can hit us up on Facebook, House Boss Tweets. You can go to facebook.com/Head of the House, or you can simply give us a call. We're doing the nationwide number. It's 347-850-1313. And we've got you dialed in to be part of the conversation. Each week we switch gears and we really talk about the finance and the mortgage part. And our partner, Guild Mortgage, who has been with our show for some time, comes on and actually talks live. So we'll take your questions and answer any comments. And, of course, joining me today is Trevor from Guild. What's up, Trevor?
Hey, Lewis, how are you?
I'm good, and I don't need to welcome the show because you're here so much. It's like, you know, welcome home, I guess, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
So now let's dive right in. I was just reading some numbers before I went to break, from the National Association of Home Builders, and they were talking about nationwide, not locally, which we're going to get into, nationwide, that builders have seen a slip in confidence of housing starts and sales for the month of, I believe, March, because they do the report in the rear. So it would have been the month of March. Now, however, what we're going to be talking about is a little bit different of what we're seeing here in the sunny today Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I talked a little bit on the show last week about some of the numbers, and the numbers are phenomenally, but it's phenomenally suddenly. So what do you think is happening?
There's been a significant tip in the market. There's been a turning point, and I'll give you a great example. I met with some clients last week at a Seattle real estate office. They're looking in a really popular price point in our market. They're looking in that low to mid $400,000 range. And they're working with seasoned real estate agents, which is really benefiting them. They knew that there were going to be multiple offers on the home. And these two real estate agents that they work as a team did a pre-inspection so that they didn't have to go in contract, you know, subject to inspection. There were three pre-inspections on the home that was listed for $404,000. The next day, three pre-inspections. The next day, the seller accepted offers. There were five offers, and the home sold for $425,000. So, and they had an escalation clause built into the contract. So the stories that we're seeing nationally in the newspapers, that is true. But for people looking to buy in Seattle, we've got a shortage of inventory right now. I know we've been talking about that on the show. But for the first time, really, just it's really changed. And like you said, it's changed quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, even ahead of my prognostication, my new word for the year. I really didn't expect it this fast. I knew that, you know, looking at the research and land and so forth, that at some point it was going to be a surge, a shortage and a surge. But this certainly has happened a little quicker. Now, one of the things I really want to delve into is, why do we think that? Is it just because of inventory? Because obviously last year we had the government, you know, buyer bonus. I don't know, what were we calling it? I can't remember what the name of it, but the incentive for first-time
the
buyers.
Tax credit. Yeah.
The tax credit.
Yeah.
But none of that's going on right now. Right?
No,
so this is just...
My opinion is that there's a gridlock in our market, there are so many families and individuals that would like to sell for all the reasons you want to buy and sell homes in life, to upgrade, to downsize, to relocate, death, divorce, marriage. And right. There's a lot of people that don't have equity in their homes still, and they can't. So I'm having these conversations every day with people. They've either got to, you know, buy non-contingent, you know, where they can qualify to carry the mortgage on both the home that they're in now and the new home, or, you know, or just not buy at all. So it's creating a bit of an imbalance in our market. Now, no, I don't think we were expecting.
I don't think so, and I think you're right. I think it would create frustration for someone who sees this opportunity, and I guess particularly speaking to those that are underwater in their mortgage. Does this create an opportunity for them, or do they still have to hold on and hope this is sustained over long term?
Well, you know, that's a really good point, because we're seeing homes sell for higher than list price now. And it's not just real estate agents telling that story that that's, you know, what they want. It's the truth. And buyers, about, I want to say, you know, 6-8 weeks ago, buyers were pushing that information to me going, hey, I need to have my pre-approval in place and my financing really dialed in, because it's really changing out there, and there's multiple offers.
So yeah, and I know you're dialed in because
yeah.
– go ahead.
I'm sorry, Lewis. I was just going to say, so the buyers are aware of it, the market's aware of it, and it's becoming
right.
A bit more of a seller's market now.
Yeah, and I hate to say that. I don't want to throw our realtors under the bus, but sometimes when you hear realtors talking about things, a lot of it's hype, you know. And we always used to mm-hmm. say, it doesn't matter how many deals you rolled, how many did you keep, right?
Yeah.
But we're starting to see, in fact, we're seeing panic, as you've said, by buyers who and I know there's certain areas, especially in the Seattle area, that you better have your finance together and be willing to pay, have an escalator calls, areas like Green Lake, Capitol Hill, different areas where it's extremely tough to find a property right now.
Yeah, and there's a lot of well-qualified buyers with lower debt ratios and good credit, but they want to put 3.5% down or 5% or 10% down. And when there's competing offers coming in and somebody's paying cash or they're putting, you know, a lot more down, 20% or more down, those people have an upper hand right now.
Wow. So now I know we've been talking about, we've kind of shifted because we were talking about the low interest rates, and I know that there's a lot of refinance that's been going on. Has that sort of been put on hold and now you're shifting more to purchases? Is that the trend?
I think that is the trend, but in terms of total loan origination volume reported by Master Bankers Association, more loan applications are still for refinances. It hasn't tipped to where more loan applications are for purchases yet. We're just really seeing the purchase market heat up a lot, and the stock market not doing so well the last couple of weeks has caused money to flow back into bonds again. Rates are still low. They're just not going up yet.
Yeah, that's interesting. Two things that stood out to me as I was preparing for us to have the show today is, one, the prices are not going up, right, as a whole. And then secondly, a lot of the big bank stocks are down. So
true.
Sort of an oxymoron there a little bit, I guess. I don't know. Can you shed a little bit of light on that? I know you said that maybe it's shifting back to the bond markets, which certainly, you know, that helps. But it just seems weird that the price is not going up. You think bank stocks would go up. It just seems like it's just a strange collaboration.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, you know, one thing about mortgage banks is that not – all mortgage divisions within mortgage banks operate at real profitable levels. You know, like some of the major banks that we've talked about on this show have pulled back on their commitment to mortgage. They still need to offer mortgages to those households. They want to deepen their relationship with households and have multiple accounts and lines of credit and Visa cards and checking accounts. But the mortgage divisions aren't always real profitable, which is not adding to their stock value.
Yeah, I imagine, because then you got to be competitive to do those loans, right? If you're going to be competing with different companies, so I imagine that certainly affects it. Well, I'm just excited to hear the success stories. I mean, every place I'm turning, I'm hearing the same thing. I'm hearing foreclosures are going through faster. Short sales still sounds like that still is a problem.
Yeah.
Because they don't seem to be getting through the system fast, right?
It's hit and miss, really. It seems to be getting through some systems faster than others. I think the banks that have made a commitment to getting those short sale departments built up and staffed with good people are doing it better than others. You know, and another, just to shift gears slightly, another a really interesting thing that we're seeing now with this change in the market is we're going to start to see appraisals be a challenge, you know, where a home is listed, like in that example, at $404,000, sells for $425,000, and appraisers are telling me, they're saying the buyer's paying a fair market value for the home, but on paper I'm having a real hard time making it work. I know that there's backup offers, multiple offers, but the comparable sales support a sale price of $404,000, and I'm having a hard time on paper getting it to $425,000. As soon as this sale closes at $425,000, a new benchmark will be established. So some interesting challenges in this market that we weren't expecting.
Yeah, you're right. You make up a good point because as many of our listeners may or may not know, that the appraisers are operating on a whole new set of guidelines.
Yeah.
So they're less likely to be liberal with value. They're more likely to be extremely conservative, and it's going to take something actually closing, as you said, to establish value. And, you know, that may affect some sales here, especially, you know, builders or homes that have been sitting for quite a while.
Well, it's definitely helping the builders. I work with some of the larger new home sales and marketing groups in our region, and in talking to those site agents at new home sites over the last few days, all of a sudden they're really popping and they're selling new homes and they're optimistic about it. So, along with these challenges, as the news is getting out to our market, it seems to be helping sales velocity.
Well, the real question will be as well is, will that mean that banks will now be willing to actually loan builders money for construction? That's going to be the thing, so they can build more houses.
I think that's next. With the downturn in the housing market, one of the first loan products that banks pulled back on were home equity lines of credit, right? Because they're in second lien position. So if you foreclose
right.
on a home, the primary loan gets paid off. And if there's anything left over, and often there wasn't, the home equity line of credit would get paid off. Now we're working with investors where we're funding loans with second lien mortgages as HELOCs up to 90%. I think that it would only make sense that we're going to see more liquidity and funds available in our market for home builders. I do think we're going to see that.
You think so? Okay. Well, that'll be good because nothing will make this come to a stop quicker than builders burn through all their inventory and they can't start more houses, or they have to get ahead and stop because they can't afford to hire more people to finish the houses, which, you know, definitely, you know, from my home development experience can definitely happen. So, give us just to wrap up. Give us a kind of a prognostication for the rest of the year. Do you think this is a mirage? You think it's real, or will we be able to sustain this for the rest of the year?
I know what's happening right now, and I don't know what's going to happen in 8 months.
Right.
The Federal Reserve meets on Wednesday, and the markets have been really curious to hear if they're going to mention a third round of quantitative easing, and that refers to the federal government essentially purchasing its own U.S. Treasury securities and also purchasing mortgage bonds, what are called mortgage-backed securities, to keep interest rates low, in a sense, kind of artificially, but that's how it works. And I think that if they do, maybe they're doing that more to address the story that you, you know, the stories that you had mentioned about what's going on nationally. Not all real estate markets are like they are in Seattle right now. We're Boeing's going to add another 50,000 jobs. This helps us. If they do that, you know, and interest rates are kept where they are or pushed even lower, it's going to be kind of a frenzy. It's like one real estate agent said the other day, it's bonkers right now, and she meant that as
bonkers.
You know, that's how she felt about it. And she's working hard and selling a lot of houses. So I think
that's
very well could carry into the end of the year and probably beyond. We're preparing for it.
Awesome. Hey, Trevor, as always, give our listeners a way to reach you if they've got questions or comments. And as always, we always thank you for coming in, sharing your insights and expertise with the team and keeping us on point.
Call me directly at 206-940-2558. Or email at tbennett, that's B-E-N-N-E-T-T, at guildmortgage.net, G-U-I-L-D-M-O-R-T-G-A-G-E.net. Thanks, Lewis.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick break and come back. We're talking about buying that first-time home and getting you ready. You're listening ahead of the house. I'm Lewis Howard. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages.
The New Home Council invites you to be a part of positive change for the new home building industry. Our aim is to help consumers understand the facts about new homes and help builders build and sell more homes. The New Home Council invites you to become a part of promoting the housing industry through volunteer efforts. Sign up today at thenewhomecouncil.com. The New Home Council is on the leading edge of change for our members and the new home industry.
2012 is designated the year of the entrepreneur. If you have a new business and need startup or expansion capital, call Howard Global Partners at 714-698-9121. Howard Global has access to private funding to help you get your idea off the ground. You bring the idea and we do the work to get you funded. Check out our website at www.lhglobalpartners.web.com or call 714-698-9121. Every school year, millions of children go without education in Malawi, Africa, and only 20% of children get a secondary education. Help us raise a hand in Malawi, Africa through the Adopt a Student campaign. For just $2 a day, you can provide a Malawi child a secondary education. Your help is needed to reduce illiteracy in Malawi, Africa. For details, go to colorofsuccess.webs.com or call 425-610-9708.
Hey, welcome back to Head of the House broadcasting nationwide on Blog Talk. And, of course, we're always on Freedom 1590 in Seattle and a couple other places. We'll continue to expand and grow to get the message of all things Head of the House to you. I want to thank Trevor Bennett for Gil Martins for stopping in and sharing with us a bit of insight as to what's going on with the market, especially in the Northwest, which just seems to have just suddenly caught fire. And as you heard from Trevor, we've got offers, multiple offers, backups. You've got to have escalator clause. I mean, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, that this has suddenly happened. And that's good because we need it. And so what that's going to mean, and get in our topic for the day, is as a home buyer, especially a first-time home buyer. We're not talking right now to people that have bought homes before. You've been through the experience. You have some idea. But I want to talk to those listeners out there that are first-time home buyers that are going to make your first foray into the housing market. The rates are low enough. You can get an FHA, you know, qualifying loan, but you want to be ready to go, especially if the market's going to change in the trend that it is. And the first thing you need to do, you know, before I get into some of the practical, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kind of stuff, is you really need to change your mindset. You know, I've been in real estate. I've celebrated over 2 decades of real estate. In fact, on my Facebook page, I went by the very first development that I ever did that I set as a site sales professional over 20-some years ago that began my real estate journey. And I've had the privilege over that time of really – helping thousands of people, you know, buy properties, developers, loan officers, brokers. I've just helped. I had the privilege to work with a lot of people, and a lot of people have impacted me. And so
But I started working with first-time home buyers. That's where I got my start in the business. And so I understand that part of it, that thinking and that mentality. And so one of the things, if you are a first-time home buyer thinking right now, maybe you're renting or maybe you're living with parents or maybe getting ready to get out of school, is you've got to have the mindset to be aggressive. You don't want to have sort of a laissez-faire approach to it because you'll miss out on the opportunities that are right for you. And so part of it is just having the right mindset that this home is an investment for you, for your future family, for whatever. You want to make it a long-term decision that this is why you're buying it, not because you want to make 18% return or you heard that, you know, your friend sold theirs for $200,000 more or something like that. You really need to have the mindset that it's your doorway into a long journey of home ownership and home buying and wherever else you'll go. But that first one is important. And so you got to get the fear out of your mind. And when you don't know things, fear comes in pretty quickly. And so one of the things that you've got to rely on is, I always say this, is you've got to get educated. And you need to get, and that starts with yourself, is actually, you know, drive around, look at the neighborhood you might want to look at, and get online and check different tools for first-time buyers. And then the next thing is you want to find a realtor, right? We just talked about National Open House Week this week, and realtors are available. But you want to find a realtor that knows the area that you want to work in or has some of the tools, web-based tools, that can help you navigate through choices. A lot of people like to search online, and there are certain companies that do very well with online marketing and tools to help you sort of break through real quick about what's out there, deals that are out there. And so you want to find a good realtor, a real estate company, one that's got a good reputation, one that works with first-time buyers. There's a lot of realtors out there, but a lot of them do not want to work with first-time buyers or they prefer upper-end buyers. Find someone that loves working with first-time buyers. When I first started in real estate 2 decades ago, I enjoyed working with first-time buyers. And my reason is because they appreciated that opportunity that we were able to go on that journey together to help them get their first home. And I can't tell you how many places I would be and someone would walk up to me and say, "Do you remember me?" And, of course, most time, no. But they would tell me, recount the story of me helping them buy a home. So that's something that stays with someone. And so yeah, as a first-time home buyer, that first-time experience is going to set the tone for every home you buy out after that. So find someone that wants to work with you. And secondly, you know, and we've got good resources. Obviously, Guild Mortgage is a great lending company and sponsor for our show, and other lenders. Maybe you're out of the area and there's not a Guild Mortgage in your area. But you want to get mortgage ready, which means that you need to have gone through all of the necessary processes and my Canadian listeners, process that gets you ready to buy the mortgage. Maybe you've got a glitch on your credit. Maybe you've got some more saving you've got to do, or maybe your income is lower than what really can qualify for the type of home that you're looking for. You need to sit down with the mortgage lender and get mortgage ready and get credit ready. And so you don't walk into a situation where you get outbid or you get the house but you don't have your financing ready to go. You want to have all that ready. So part of that education is, what kind of financing can I do? What kind of payment can I get approved for? What's going to be comfortable? What's going to be in my budget? Those are the kinds of things you want to get before you set foot in the home. A lot of times people go out and they find the house, they fall in love, and they do everything backwards. You want to do that forward. It will help your process. It will streamline your process, and it will make it much more of a pleasant experience than if you don't. And, you know what kind of budget you're on. You know, do you want to pay $1,000, $1,500, $2,000? What's that number? And stay within the budget and work backwards from there. You know, I learned this many years ago when we were buying land, we figure out what we could pay and what we could sell a house for, and then we work backwards. Same thing with when you're buying a house. This is the number. This is what I'm comfortable with, and then I want to work backwards from that. And, you know, you got to decide, you know, how long are you going to stay in the home?
And you got cost and maintenance that you have to factor in. And I can't tell you, most first-time home buyers do not factor in that there's a maintenance cost to owning a home. There's repairs. Even if it's brand new, there are certain things that's not going to be covered by warranty, and you're going to have to write that out of your pocket. And so you want to have a budget on what's it going to cost me to operate this home and get that in mind. And that factors in, because if $2,000 is all you can spend, then you've got to factor in all those additional costs, utility costs and maintenance costs, landscaping. If you get an economy and you got homeowners insurance, so you got to factor in all those, because it may not, by the end of the day, it may not be $2,000, maybe $3,000. And so now you have to rethink whether you want to make that investment into what you're doing. You know, what kind of mortgage you want? Do we want a fixed rate? You know, some people are more comfortable that the payment doesn't change. Part of the meltdown that we had back a few years ago was that people had adjustable rate mortgages, and those mortgages adjusted up, and people's income didn't adjust up. Their savings didn't adjust up, and so people found themselves in default. So you've got to decide what your appetite is for risk in terms of having an adjustable rate. And you know, again, you research the difference. One's rate's not going to change. Adjustable, it'll adjust up. And there are good adjustables and there are bad adjustables. So, again, that's where the loan officer is going to help you, and they'll educate you. The realtor can give you some insight, but they're not doing the loan, so they can only give you a limited scope on that. It's going to be the loan officer, the one that actually processes your loan, that's going to be help you get that. All right, so just giving you some tips, I think, that'll help you as we hopefully the market comes back. And then, again, how you want to search for the home. Like I mentioned, some people like to search by the Internet, and there are great companies out there that do a great job with search, and I happen to be associated with one of them, Asset Realty in Kirkland, Washington here, and they have great tools that are online. Other companies are more in the traditional methods of home search. So, you know, people that are younger, more high-tech, they like the Internet. They want to go online. Older buyers tend to not want to do that. And so you have to decide how you want to search for that home and the reliability of the information that you're going to be get. So we're talking today about, you know, getting home buyer ready. If you're thinking about getting out there, you think about buying. So I just want to share with you some insights from experience, and two, from a practical standpoint, that will help you, number one, getting that education, number two, getting a good realtor, finding a good lender, and determine how you want to search for this home, getting your budget put together, make sure you understand the numbers, what your appetite is going to be payment-wise every month, and factoring those additional costs for maintenance and upkeep and utilities and, you know, even transportation. You may have to commute, and your commute may be longer as a result of buying a property in a certain area. So all those things need to be taken into consideration. And this one's important, too, is don't be rushed. A lot of times, you know, people that are involved in transactions, sometimes they're looking to get a deal because they need to get paid, they need to get their next fee. Don't be rushed. Take your time. You know, set a time that you want. I want to be in my house within the next 6 months or 90 days. Try to take your time, because when you rush, you make bad decisions. Okay, the only people that can rush are real skilled people that have done it a million times, and they can do it faster because they've done it. When you're starting out for the first time, you need to take it slow and make sure you understand every part of the process. And the only way you're going to do that is you got to be willing to ask a lot of questions. What I found was many first-time buyers didn't ask enough questions. I tried to volunteer as much information as I could, but sometimes people don't ask enough questions. Ask a lot of questions. Do your research. Write the questions down so that you don't forget or get sidetracked when you're sitting talking with the realtor or the lender about the deal. So make sure, ask questions. Okay, the only dumb question is the question that you don't ask. The other thing, too, is that you've got to be realistic. Okay, we get in this thing about, you know, dream home. Okay, you got to be a little pragmatic, especially when you're starting out. Your first home may not be your dream home. It may be that second home or the third home. The first one just might be a home, right? Something that gives you a tax deduction, something that you own, you begin pride of ownership, and you move up from there. And, you know, my first home was a condominium, and, you know, that mortgage payment was the largest thing I'd ever paid for something. but it was my entry into the housing arena. And so don't be discouraged if you can't afford a house on the lake with a big old boat out front, you know, your first time at $300,000. That may not be possible, but you may have to, you know, buy a condominium, buy a townhome, or buy a smaller starter home, and then sort of work your way up instead of trying to start, you know, at the top. So you gotta have a sense of being sort of realistic so that you don't disappoint yourself, you don't get frustrated with the process, or you don't think you think maybe you're getting taken advantage of, maybe the realtor's not showing you all the best properties and things like that. And again, that's why you got to decide how you want to search, because the internet will give you access to, you know, virtual tours of properties. You can do a lot with that, and then you can back that up with actually getting in the car, driving around yourself, and of course going with the realtor around to take a look at the properties. But those are some easy ways. Those are, you know, half a dozen ways that you can take a lot of the stress out of it, because it is a stressful process if you haven't gone through it. You can take a lot of the fear out of it, and you can be in control, because at the end of the day, you know, as I used to remind all the my realtors and agents that I manage, we don't make the payment. The buyer makes the payment. Let them decide how they want that process to go. And so you're the one making the payment, so you have to make sure that the process really goes the way you sort of kind of expected that to go. So, all right, so that's our topic for the day, is, you know, getting you ready to buy that first-time home, and we want to see you be a success in that. And, again, you know, if you catch a show later, you can just email it to someone, and, of course, you know, somebody out there that you know that's getting ready to do first-time home buyer, you want to send the show to them. And you're getting good expertise and advice from me, because, I've done it 2 decades, done $1 billion in transactions, over 5,000-plus transactions over that period of time. So I have a little experience when it comes to doing that, and I've done everything from first-time buyers all the way up to uber luxury homes. And working with builders, of course. So anyway, that's our help tip topic today. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll switch to our lifestyle portion of the show and see what's going on in the fun side of the world. You listen to Head of the House. I'm Lewis Howard. We'll be right back after these messages.
The New Home Council invites you to be a part of positive change for the new home building industry. Our aim is to help consumers understand the facts about new homes and help builders build and sell more homes. The New Home Council invites you to become a part of promoting the housing industry through volunteer efforts. Sign up today at thenewhomecouncil.com. The New Home Council is on the leading edge of change for our members and the new home industry.
2012 is designated the year of the entrepreneur. If you have a new business and need startup or expansion capital, call Howard Global Partners at 714-698-9121. Howard Global has access to private funding to help you get your idea off the ground. You bring the idea and we do the work to get you funded. Check out our website at www.lhglobalpartners.webs.com or call 714-698-9121.
Every school year, millions of children go without education in Malawi, Africa, and only 20% of children get a secondary education. Help us raise a hand in Malawi, Africa through the Adopt a Student campaign. For just $2 a day, you can provide a Malawi child a secondary education. Your help is needed to reduce illiteracy in Malawi, Africa. For details, go to colorofsuccess.webs.com or call 425-610-9708.
Hey, you listen to Head of the House. I'm Lewis Howard, broadcasting live. We're going to have our bumper music. I got to get that back. I didn't forgot about that. But we'll get that put back in, a little segue music back to the show. But we thank you, and we really want you to help us. We're raising funds for education in Malawi, Africa. Many kids go without a secondary education. There's just no money for it. And so many end up working in a, sort of an agrarian society, farming. And so we want to help change that. And so we want you to go to www.colorofsuccess.webs.com, review the page, the Malawi Project, make a donation, and help us
get a kid an education, and you actually can communicate with the child. You actually get emails and phone calls. So you actually have a relationship with them. So it's not just us, you know, taking general money and it's kind of spread out. It actually goes to specific children. And my partner on this project, Barry Thornsness, is actually over there. He's on the ground and helping, working with the teachers and other facilitators to do that. So give us a helping hand. We want you to do that. Again, colorofsuccess.webs.com. And don't forget to check out our website is www.houseboss.webs.com for the head of the house. And join up. Let us know what you think. And keep us up to date on all things in your life and adventures and stuff like that. We always like to hear about that from our listeners as well. And I put out on the Facebook, before I get to our last topic for the day, put out on the Facebook as to whether the market was for real or mirage. And most people are saying that, hey, it's for real, and that they're finding it good. And realtors are saying they're busy, they're working hard. Comments say, yeah, it's hotter than 2007. So we're getting pretty good feedback. Some of our stagers are real busy now doing houses. We're going to have a couple of them on. And Water is actually doing staging. It's just crazy busy right now. So we'll see. As Trevor said, we don't know what the future is going to look like. But for right now, you know, we'll see if it is, in fact, sustainable. So there you go. That's Facebook. I got a Twitter comment that says they're down in L.A. and looks like things are not as busy, but that's okay. That's, you know, our real estate's local, so that gives us a sense that, you know, the markets are still, you know, still got a ways to go. So we'll just keep we'll keep eyes on that. Hey, I would like to switch gears and find out what's fun. You know, keep the fun going on. And this past weekend, there was a big event in the Northwest area called the Emerald Cup, which is a bodybuilding championship. And I happened to know someone that was in. In fact, we were trying to get her on the show. We'll try to get her next week. Didn't connect with her in time to get her on. But female bodybuilding. And, you know, I don't know whether you like it or don't, but I'm going to get some pictures up on House Boss. So keep checking back on housebosswebs.com. And we'll get some pictures up. But a lot of ladies spend a lot of time working on their bodies. I mean, I'm talking they were ripped. They had abs. They didn't have 12-packs. They had 6-packs. I mean, they were ripped. And it was just, you know, if you can appreciate that, it's awesome. If you can't, not your cup of tea. And also, obviously, they had men's bodybuilding and so forth. But just amazing that the amount of work that women have had to put in to look like that. I mean, I just don't know if I have the discipline to do that. And I consider myself pretty healthy. So that was fun to do. It was held at the Maidenbauer Center in the Bellevue area and all weekend. And so I got to see a couple of the people after that show, and everyone was, you know, real happy. And obviously there was a few winners. I gotta get what the winners were. I don't know if I've got that that launched. Let's see. In East Side, Bellevue area, there was lots of events this weekend. Of course, Blue Martini, which is a brand new spot in the Bellevue area, has been going. Sweet, which was actually bananas this weekend. Lots of people there. Really popular. A couple new places that will open up. Tokyo, downtown Tokyo Steakhouse, which is great. Sushi restaurant. Grand Cru. My friend Jeannie, we're going to have her on the air, which is basically a wine bar, but they've got kind of unplugged entertainment on the weekends. And so we're going to be getting her on the air. We're going to get back to get more of the restaurants and features and that sort of thing going. So that was awesome to have so many of those events. And then there's a new place called Bakes coming to the Bellevue area, which is essentially a jazz supper club. And so a lot of jazz, R&B kind of sounds that they're going to be doing will be launched as well. So that'll be a great tool to have. New Mirror Nightclub, which is a grand opens weekend, to feature Carmen Electra. And says Munch Bar and Piano Bass will transform into Mirror Nightclub after XXPM every night. This will allow transformation to be complete on May 17th, and we'll be celebrating having Carmen, Electra, and Maya at Mirror over the grand opening weekend. And so more places. Or if you visit the Northwest, make sure you get over to Bellevue because it is just one of the most happening places right now in the area. Hey, one of my favorite people, cooking, Kiata De Laurentiis, book signing at Williams-Sonoma Bellevue Square. And she's going to be here Thursday 26th at 5 o'clock, and she'll be signing copies of her newest cookbook, Weekends with Kiata. And if you've seen her on the Food Channel, just she's a great, great, awesome person. And so she's going to be featuring 2012 Summer Outdoor Movies in the Park. Coming soon. So downtown Bellevue will be once again doing their movie. So always some fun. If you got something going on, let us know. Hit us up and shoot me an email and let us know what's going on. If you've got an event you want to get promoted, we can certainly do that as well. So that just about does it for us. Another show of Head of the House. We thank you for being part of the conversation. And again, I always want to encourage you to let us know, and many of you have get the show on demand, and we've got over 22,000 downloads of this show, so we appreciate each one of you that have downloaded, those that are sending the show and forwarding the show to others. We appreciate you for being part of the conversation each week that we have here on Head of the House. Never know who's going to be here. It's a surprise each week. We always got something fresh, something different going on. So we really appreciate you tuning in, and we'll be back next week, same time, and continue on to talk about the market. We'll be talking about valuations and a couple of adventure stuff. Last weekend, by the way, was Taste of Washington, Passport Washington. Great wines, great some things going on. So we'll get our friend back, Stacy Lill, and then we'll also have joining us Deanna Seaholm, who's a research marketing professional. So she's going to be talking about, you know, how to be shaping, guiding the advertising and marketing campaign. And so we'll just continue to have fun guests and keep it light and keep it real. So you've been listening to another edition of Head of House. I'm Lewis Howard. I thank you so much for joining us and being part of the conversation. And we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Head of the House, the leader in education, providing the hottest news and tips in real estate, mortgages, and the financial arena for you and your household. Contact Lewis by emailing lewis@lewishoward.com or call 425-610-9708. Join us again next week at 11 for more Head of the House here on Freedom 1590.
The preceding program sponsored by Guild Mortgage, Capital Builder Services, and the New Home Council.